Welcome to another episode of the Dental Hygiene Basics Podcast. I am excited to be here. I always start like that, and I swear I'm going to say something different every time, and then I don't. I can't help it. I'm excited to be here. Okay, so let's talk today about tips for your personal statement. These are some things that I've been thinking about for a while. You know, when I was on the admissions committee, when I worked in formal education, I was reading a lot of personal statements. Not only personal statements, but also answers to questions that were on the application. And so I just have some thoughts and some things that I want to share coming from the perspective of someone who used to screen these applications. So the first thing, if you're filling out an application and they're asking you questions that are, you know, short answer style questions, such as tell me why you want to be a dental hygienist or explain a time where this, do not just put a one sentence answer, okay? So a paragraph is at least 4 to 6 sentences. I aim for at least 4 to 6 sentences for a short answer style question, okay? You could go a little bit further than that. You know, if you want to do 2 paragraphs, and that's totally fine. I know you may have a word count, but try and get to the word count, okay? Because that's how long they expect your answer to be, is whatever the word count is. Or if it gives you certain parameters, you know, answer in 500 words, this, that, or the other. You don't want to go over, obviously, but you don't want to be so short. I've seen this a lot where people just put a one sentence answer, and that does not tell me anything about yourself. The application is the first thing that we're really looking at. We look at the GPA. That helps put you into a stack based on GPA. Then we start going through the personal statements, the rest of the information, volunteer information, reading through the application. And if you just kind of put in half the effort or you don't think through your answers, remember, you know, if you're getting a jump on this and you're starting the application process early, you have time to read through the question, write a couple of drafts of what you think you want to put, marinate on it a little bit, ask other people to read it, make sure that it's grammatically correct. Use services like Grammarly.com, which will evaluate your writing, help you fix or find any grammar issues, so that you're putting your best foot forward when you fill out these questions on your application, okay? So my first tip is make sure that you give sufficient information and you just barely put any effort into it. The same thing goes for the written personal statement. So if you have to write an actual, like, full-on personal statement, this needs to be at least a page long. And by a page, I mean, you know, size 12 times New Roman font, something in that range. It needs to be at least a page long. Double space, it would be fine, but you could do single space too, but it doesn't need to be 5 pages. It needs to be like a solid 1 page. I would say at least minimum, probably 3 paragraphs minimum. Honestly, I think you need at least 4 to 5 paragraphs, okay? This is my personal opinion, but I have received personal statements that were 1 paragraph long. I'm like, that's not a personal statement. That's a personal paragraph, right? That does not tell me anything about you, about your journey, why this is your passion, why you should be in this program. So again, sufficient length, I think, is one of the most important things. The second thing is, I already kind of mentioned this, make sure you proofread, proofread, proofread. I know that not everyone is the best writer, okay? I know that there's a lot of people that are coming from different countries that are applying to the program, where maybe English isn't the first language. We totally understand that, okay? But wherever your grammar, you know, punctuation, language, spelling, wherever your skills are, there are resources to help you with that. So if you're in actual, like a college and there's a writing center, a lot of times they have free resources to help you with your writing skills. Pop in there, have them read it over. The other thing is services like Grammarly. Grammarly is a website that, you know, there are paid options, but there's free options. You can toss it into Grammarly. You know, you just copy and paste it to their website, and then it will give you feedback based on what you've written. Okay. I also recommend having someone else, you know, maybe who's applied to the program, a former educator like myself. If you want me to read it, please reach out to me, because I think having someone who knows what they're looking for can be super, super helpful, okay? So please feel free to reach out to me if you're struggling with a personal statement and you'd like some feedback, because I really and truly think that if you have someone who knows like from the perspective of the admissions committee, or maybe even someone who's, you know, already been admitted, has gone through the process. You really want to make sure, though, that it's someone who has good, you know, grammatical skills and can help tweak and find little areas of weakness or ways to improve or give you recommendations on how to boost your personal statement. So again, I think it's really, really important to have other people look at your personal statement and give you feedback. And I would say 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, however many people, until that feels good to you within reason, because you do have to eventually submit your application, right? All right. The other thing that I recommend is if you're looking at your application and you have an area of weakness, try and defend that a little bit in your personal statement. You know, your personal statement is the only time in your life where you can just straight up brag on yourself, say what motivates you, say why this is your passion, say why this is important to you, how much it would mean to you, how much work you've put in to get to this point. When you're writing this personal statement, I want you to reflect back on your life and all of the choices that you've made to help you get to the point where you are actually ready to fill out this application, because that is worth celebrating in itself. It's a long journey just to get to the application part, right? So I want you to reflect back, celebrate yourself, and really infuse that into your writing. Confidence, you know, not braggadocious or, you know, pretentious, but I want you to say, you know what, I have worked really hard and I do deserve a spot in your program. And feel free to showcase your awards, your scholarships, whatever it is that has gotten you to this point, okay? Now, that might also include your personal story. So my personal statement, just a little peek, and I can't find the one that I wrote for dental hygiene school, but I do remember the introduction and it kind of hits you with a punch. And it's like, when I look at it now, I just crack up that I wrote this, but it said something along the lines of, when I was 3 years old, I busted my face on my Barbie RV. My two front teeth were pushed back towards my throat and they were basically just dangling from the gums. Well, my father, who has no dental experience, took my two front teeth, pushed them back into their sockets, and just looked at me and was like, "You good?" And I said, "I'm good." And we went on about our day. I did not go see the dentist. We never followed up on that. It was what it was. And my teeth, they locked into place. I'm pretty sure they ended up being ankylosed or maybe something like that, which is where your teeth fuse to your bone. Because, you know, most people lose their two front teeth like around 7 to 8. And I didn't lose mine, I think, until I was 9 years old. Like, they were locked in there good. But that was my intro to my paper. And I wrote, you would think after a situation like this or something along these lines that I would not have any interest in going into the dental field. Yet here I am, you know, more interested than ever. And I went on to write about how I started pursuing a career in dentistry with my undergraduate degree. I studied biology and then I was a part of the pre-dental society. I was the secretary of the pre-dental society at Oklahoma State. I went on to volunteer at the Oklahoma Mission of Mercy, which provided free dental care for hundreds of people in the state of Oklahoma. And I just outlined everything that I had done and really showcased my talents and my passions and just put everything that it would mean to me to be in this program. All right. What were the benefits of this program specifically? You know, with the bachelor's, you know, I don't know if I really knew everything, but I knew that it could take me further in my career as a dental hygienist into things like education and research. And so I put, you know, these are some benefits, like these are some reasons why I want to come to this program is so that I can earn my bachelor's and continue to further my career, you know, something along those lines. Whatever it is that your school is good at or the school that you're applying to, be aware of that. Look on their website, find that information and infuse it into your personal statement. Why is it important for you to go to that school? What do you think you're going to gain from that school? The personal statement is a great place for you to address any weak points in your application. So I remember once looking at this person's application. I looked at the transcripts first with their GPA, and they had a decent GPA, but there were multiple semesters where there was just a ton of failing grades. And I just had so many questions. I was like, what happened? Like, obviously, this is a hero's journey. You had all these failing grades. You came back. You retook them, you did much better. But what happened on that journey? There were too many questions. You know, I was like, I got to know more. And I never got those answers in the application. So I would love if you have some weak spots, don't be afraid to showcase those and then explain how you grew from the situation. You know, maybe you say, I was a new mother and I was juggling school and work and motherhood and my grades suffered. But now you can see that my grades have improved. I have learned time management, organizational skills. And in my last semester, I had a 4.0. You know, it's like I really have mastered these things. And this proves to me that I am ready for dental hygiene school. So you take anything that could be viewed as a weakness and think about what it taught you and how it's made you better and how you have overcome that so that you can be the best student as possible in dental hygiene school. So this may be poor grades. This may be gaps in your history. You know, maybe you didn't go to school for 5 years, or maybe, I don't know, whatever a gap might be, work history, something like that. Low hours of shadowing or volunteering. You know, maybe you have low shadowing hours in dentistry, but you worked with this volunteer program that provides free dental care, you know, every weekend or something. I don't know. Just find a way to make up for maybe what feels like you're lacking. A lot of people struggle with this, especially if they're younger, with things like work history, volunteer history. Of course, I'm going to encourage you before you apply, you know, if you're early on getting going in this process, to get some work experience, ideally in dentistry, to get some volunteer experience in dentistry, or one of the other. You know, if you're struggling with getting work experience in dentistry, then maybe go find volunteer experiences, even if that means you have to travel. I mentioned the Oklahoma Mission of Mercy. You know, whenever I did that event, I had to travel to Oklahoma City, which was an hour drive. And it was the most impactful day of my life. I mean, it really, I still think about it. It was so important to me and really, really solidified, like, this is what I want to do. I know I want to be in the dental industry. And now I still do volunteer events like that. So getting out there, getting more comfortable, meeting people, networking, you would just be surprised how far this can take you. And a lot of times there are dental hygiene students at these events too that you can meet and ask questions. So these are some things that I recommend for really beefing up your personal statement, making it the best that it can be. Again, if you have any questions or you need any help, please feel free to reach out to me. I am so excited to welcome you to this profession, to have you start dental hygiene school. I know you're going to do fantastic. Reach out to me with anything. You know I'm always here. Best of luck, future registered dental hygienist. I look forward to talking to you again next time.